Previously on A Pint of Cthulhu Fallout. So, apparently everybody thinks I'm into men for some weird reason, and wanted me to say gain some information from our resident guard. And so they had me go to a date, quote unquote, with the guard to find out the location of where Beverly, our second super mutant of the group, is being held captive, because she may or may not have been in prison due to me running away as her chaperone. So we did all that. I usually am quite the smooth talker with the ladies, but it seemed I failed absolutely horrifically in trying to get Beverly out of prison with the local female guard. Luckily, Winnegan was there to save the day and get Beverly out. And now Beverly hates my guts. And we are on our way to find out information about Clements and the Garden of Eden creation kit.
Excellent. Well done, Billy. Thank you very much for that. Yes, that is correct. You are all currently outside of the guard's office after recently having purloined Beverly from her incarceration. What do you do now?
We need to find Clemens.
Yes. Where would we be able to find information?
Maybe we should go to the doctor's surgery and find some information there.
Well, I don't... To be fair, he might have been a medical doctor. I was assuming a mad scientist type, but we might as well see. Unless anyone has any better ideas?
Wow, fresh air.
We could ask Dr. Rast. He seemed to know.
Dr. Rast is behind you, and...
Oh shit!
Fucking hell. How do you keep doing this? Are you a ninja in a past life?
Don't do that.
Are you a vampire?
And he's encouraging you to find out more about Clemens.
That didn't answer the question.
He ignored you when you asked if he was the vampire.
Well, fuck you then.
He's standing in direct sunlight, so I think we can safely assume but no.
Has he got his mask on?
He does, yes.
Fucking vampire.
Alright,
we should stake him.
We need him.
Yeah,
Dr. Rast is shuffling himself behind Winnegan.
Oh, not again.
Fab his legs.
Vampire!
Do we have any garlic with us?
God damn it.
I'm sure we can find some, but first let's get to the surgery.
God damn it, he says to the robot, I'm not a vampire, you should know that.
Why should the robot know?
Because
he has biometric scanners.
Yeah, but the robot dumb.
True.
Is the robot smarter than you?
Are you sure about that? In any case, doctor's surgery, so we can see if Dr. Clements is helping out there.
Alright, the doctor's surgery you want to go to. So, let's see, is this going to be easy to find or not? Let me just do a quick luck roll for you at the moment. Everybody might as well, because you're all together. Fire a wheel luck roll in there. So luck against. We'll go survival. Seeing as you're looking for a doctor.
Luck against survival? Okay.
No. That is a success, but a crit fail on my part. So.
Hey, got you, no.
So, Billy Bob, looking around.
Flower, you did it again.
He notices a very familiar, large, glowing red cross on one of the buildings. He starts moving towards it and ends up poking his eye on a road sign.
Son of a... God damn! You know what? I'm done! I hate this town. I hate it.
It's hard to get a good crit feel for like a perception check, isn't it?
I hate this. I hate this place.
Fuck you, Billy.
Yeah, fuck you too, Beverly.
Do you need time out?
I want to just sit out and not do anything. I'm done. I'm done. This town hates me.
Is Billy having another crisis?
Another crisis.
There's sand everywhere and it's coarse and irritating.
How many episodes are called Billy has another crisis?
All of them?
This one now.
Billy has a mental breakdown. Billy loses his fucking mind.
Mid-afterlife crisis. Right. Beverly got three successes. Christ.
Yeah, so don't worry. You'll know where the doctor's surgery is.
Onwards we go, I suppose.
So you start trundling towards it. Billy muttering under his breath about his poked eye, and Dr. Rast just saying, I'm not a vampire. I'm not a vampire.
Only a vampire would say, not a vampire.
Well, are you a vampire then, Beverly?
Maybe. Sure. I've not checked.
You start looking at sunlight.
Well, so is Rast, and that hasn't stopped you.
But Rast has got a mask on. Is there any skin showing?
I'd assume yes. Is he just been in like a black bodysuit this entire time?
Full latex suit.
Oh god.
I would love if he's like stereotypical vampire, like he's been wearing a cape and like has the hair back. He goes, I am not a vampire. Vampire. I have no clue what you're talking about.
Pulls up the cape. Pulls the cape.
Like it's obvious. Like giant fangs and everything. Like it's not even sort of a debate.
Right. I'm sure he's not a vampire.
What? No, where did the hell this argument come from?
It's not even an argument. I just thought it'd be funny as hell. He's like, he's obviously a vampire, but we're like, I don't know. He might be.
There are vampires in the wasteland. There's also cannibals too.
Cannibals. They do got food.
Man eater.
Let me try and move this along. The team, now reunited with Beverly, decides to visit a local doctor's office for medical supplies or treatment or information, whatever the hell you want to go there for. They arrive. And you walk into this doctor's office, and it's one of the nicer buildings in this city, as you would probably expect, given that they do medical treatments here. There are two people in the reception. One of them does appear to be wearing a lab coat, and the other is a female ghoul. Appears to be sitting by a reception. Now... Billy, give me a perception check.
All right. Perception against what? Survival?
Might as well be survival. This seems to be a survival option, yeah.
That is failures across the board.
So, Billy does not recognize this nurse.
I already hate where this is going. I hate everything about this.
Her reaction is intense. Over the course of the time it has been since the last time she saw Billy, her feelings for Billy have grown into a desperate longing for his affection. And now that she's seen him again, she's determined to win him over. Billy? Is that you? Is that really you? Oh, I can't believe it. After all this time, it's really you.
I'm not snapping my fingers.
Billy, it's your lover from the town we first went to.
The town that no one remembers the name of? Ever?
Yes, that town. Certainly.
It's always that town. We have no clue what the name of it is. Yeah, that.
Wait, has none of us decided to go back and listen to what we named it?
Well,
I think it's more funny if we just don't remember at this point.
I was pretty sure it was Cartman that named it, and Cartman forgot the name, wasn't it? What did Cartman that named
it? I'm pretty sure. Normally how things go.
It might have been New Haven or something like that. I can't genuinely remember.
I wonder if he didn't name it Junkertown.
That could have been, yeah.
I think it was something like that.
Hello!
Flustered, she rushes around the desk towards Billy. I never thought I'd see you again. I thought about you every day since we last met. You were so kind to me, Billy.
See, Billy doesn't like hugs, very, very much, especially from specific people, I guess. So, yeah, just go and just keep distance, I guess. I hate to say, I don't recall.
You don't know how much you meant to me back then, Billy. You're the only girl I've ever met who really understood me. I've been waiting for you, hoping that you come back into my life.
Seems like you really have been a good Samaritan.
I don't really know why you call me a ghoul. I'm not a ghoul. But either way, it's nice to see you again.
Ghouliness, are you expecting baby?
Gertrude, it's incredibly rude to mention if a woman's put on weight.
I'll have you know, Billy never... Well, actually, I did, didn't I? Wasn't I brainwashed or something?
You got drunk. I think you were drunk.
Oh, yeah. I did, didn't I? Actually, I just vaguely remember me trying to rush out of the room.
Yeah, you went out on a bender right after.
You ran out naked, didn't you?
I had Gertrude. A screen for Gertrude bailed me out. Gertrude's the one that broke down the door.
Her expression falters slightly at the mention of her weight, but her desperation only grows. She steps closer to Billy, practically ignoring the rest of the team as she speaks. She says, Billy, I've been waiting for so long. I've never felt this way before. Don't you feel it too? Don't you see? We were meant to be together.
Well, okay, guys, we did help him out once already recently. Should we help him out here?
No. God, he say we don't let him do his own thing and such, and if we bully him, we should let him do his own thing.
You have a point.
I will fully have you know.
Whatever he chooses to do.
I will have you know, metagaming aside, it does say this, ghouls cannot reproduce because the radiation destroys the gametes. Letting you know.
We know you're shooting blanks, bud. We're just making
this
money.
This is Cap's game. He decides this.
Yeah.
No, Token's right. They can't.
Yeah.
Oh. It ruins gamete. Yeah, radiation fries the gametes, so there's no reproductive chance.
Explodes the testicles.
That doesn't mean there's not any use in the reproductive act.
In the reproductive, yeah, in the association. But I will have you know, it's great to see you. We're on a really busy, you know, errand. So I'll have to catch up with you another time.
She blinks. She's momentarily thrown off by the sudden shift in demeanor. She hesitates and then nods slowly, trying to pull herself together. She says, oh yes, yes, of course. What I can help you with? Is it supplies or... What do you need, Billy? What do you need?
Well, we're looking for a Garden of Eden creation kit.
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, great. That's all I got. What do you guys got?
Failing that, would you happen to know if there is a Dr. Clements here, or if one has passed through?
I never heard of a Dr. Clements. Doctor, have you heard of a Dr. Clements? The doctor who was, at this point, moving away from the ghoul because of her very fervent desperation. He pops his head back and says, Clements? Clements. There's not a doctor by the name of Clements, no. Only Clements I know moved here maybe He's only been here, what, less than a year? Yeah, definitely less than a year. Hangs about with the DJ at the tap house.
You mean to tell me that we came from the tap house to have to go back to the tap house?
No, not the tap house DJ. I'm talking about the radio DJ. They just hang about at the tap house regularly.
DJ, oh, okay.
DJ. The nurse hearing the news about the DJ says, oh, yes, the DJ was here. We saw him just the other day there. Came in with a broken nose.
Oh, I love a stiff.
That brawl at the tap house the other day, that was some rough stuff. Rough stuff happened there. Poor girl died.
Oh, that's not good. When was this?
Probably maybe 2 nights ago, I think. Yeah, 2 nights ago. DJ comes in with a broken nose, says he got it in a crossfire in the brawl.
Do you know what caused the brawl?
No idea. But I do know some poor girl died.
All right. Doctor, do you think you'd give us a description of Clemens?
Not really, no. I mean, he's a pretty standard-looking guy, to be fair. He's kind of big. More of a scavenger type than a doctor, for sure. Don't think he's got any medical training.
Fair enough.
But I don't know him, sorry.
Guess we can look around the tap house, ask around, and see about the fight.
Where the DJ at?
Yeah, you'll find the DJ just at the radio station. It's in the center of the city. You'll see the building with all the dishes on it, so his broadcast gets out. Try over there. He'll have more information than we do.
Ah, dishes. I would like some food.
Right, thank you for your assistance then. Suppose we'll head off.
Bailey, would you like to stay behind?
No.
As Billy starts walking away, the nurse does hold him by the arm. Do you need anything else, Billy? Are you sure you don't need anything else, Billy?
Stay, Billy. Why don't you stay with her?
One of us.
I'm real sorry, darling, but my friends need me here. I've gotta go with them.
Friends? Who are they?
Okay, friends and one ghoul super mutant that will not be named.
Well, what's happening? What's the job, Billy? How long's this going to take?
It'll take a long, long time. Probably forever. So, bye. And I gotta shuffle on out.
Excellent. Can I make you roll a stealth roll?
Okay. Like, I'm so good at this, like, it has disappeared before our very eyes. Like,
I think I do. I think I make you roll a stealth roll here.
That is failure.
Yeah. So, Billy Bob, after gently letting down the poor girl woman, walks straight into the closed door without opening it on his way back out.
That made this more awkward. I open the door and just step out. Rude, shut up, Gertrude.
Fuck you.
Gertrude will put her head back in. There's a nice guard who works on the gate that Billy also pissed off. Maybe you two could, I don't know, talk.
Be bound.
I don't know that they're compatible, Flower.
Yeah, I'm gonna literally say they probably won't be. Probably won't.
Fuck you, Billy Club. I don't know.
Oh, they released the president, yeah.
Yes!
They might be into it, how do you know? Why are you casting judgment on Gaston Ghoul? Gaston Ghoul? Garden Ghoul.
Gaston and the Ghoul.
Anyway.
Yes, anyway, you'll leave the doctor's office. A single tear rolls down the cheek of the nurse ghoul. You never did find out her name, did you?
I'm just really kind of assessing now. Cap just really wants to fuck Billy. Like, Billy, Cap does whatever he possibly can to romance Billy and fuck Billy with a different character, one after the other.
Yeah, it's weird that you're the only one that's been getting these romance options.
I'm like, hey, I find it very flattering, Cap. I mean, come on.
So you're all outside the doctor's office. In the bus.
Yeah, avoid the subject. I get it. Yeah. Don't accept her feelings. I understand. All right. Maybe later.
Billy, that's 2 hearts in 2 days you have broken.
Nah, well, what can I say? It's a curse.
Can you roll me a perception check, Billy?
God damn it. That's a failure across the board again. It's failure after failure. Billy is the clumsiest fucking person in the world this day.
It's at this point that the wind breezes past Billy, and a faint sense comes into the back of his head that there's eyes watching from above, watching every move he makes, welling up with tears at his rejection.
Watching you.
I just have this really weird, like, feeling.
Almost as if the creators of this universe weep today.
And really want to fuck him. Like, really want to fuck him.
Is that TV?
The building that you've been directed to stands strong in the center of the city. Like the creators raging hard on for Billy.
I knew it all along.
I grab Gertrude's arm. I'm like, Gertrude, big girl, do you feel a weird feeling, like strangely scared and aroused at the same time?
Winnie, I think he's gotten into the drugs again.
It's kind of terrifying. Did I get drugged?
I don't know.
I'm scared now. Like, something's terrifying.
And suddenly just Gertrude just turns around and goes,
oh God!
You are all standing outside the doctor's office.
Yes, we are. Right, Radio Tower next. Well,
let's boogie.
Onwards we go, I think.
Yes, cue the walking music. Everybody starts trundling towards the large tower building in the center. A mess of sheets of metal and scaffolding and various dishes for various broadcasts. Alright, and I think we're naming the DJ Travis as a little nod to the Fallout 4.
Travis.
Yes. So, you walk up to the front door of the radio station.
Hello.
Probably knocks on.
All right, excellent. Somebody's knocked at the door.
Sometimes it's just that simple.
Yeah, so, a sleek, sort of meek young man opens the door and says softly, "Hey there, new faces in town. What can I do for you? You need a shout out, or are you just looking to chat with old Travis?"
We're looking for a
chlamydia?
We're looking.
What?
No, Billy already has that.
See, there's a big red cross behind you, the direction you came from. The doctor's office is over there.
We're looking for Clements.
Clements. God. Okay. Come in, I guess. Come in.
Well, Billy Bob.
Are you coming in?
Yeah, Billy Bob's going in.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, so you follow him inside. Inside is an old, like, pre-war structure that's been repurposed into a makeshift radio station. A wee small studio with posters covering the walls. Microphone sitting on a rusty desk. Travis goes behind the desk and, yeah, you notice his face, first of all, with these two big black eyes and a crooked nose. And he sits behind the desk and says, Clemens, what? What are you looking to find Clemens for? What's up?
We had word from, I think, a former contact of his. At least we assume it's his. He has something we need to get from him. We were told that he was named Clemens, that he was in Junkertown, and that we were to find him.
Okay. I mean, I know everybody in town. I don't really see why I should be telling you anything about Clemens, though.
Because we need to know where he is.
We'd heard that the two of you were friends, although there was a fight recently, correct? You seem fairly still injured from that.
Oh, yeah, this had nothing to do with Clemens. This is a bizarre story. I'm happy to tell you, I was in the tap house two nights ago, and this girl, I can't, Varna, I think her name was, Varna, yeah. She just went mad at her friends. Now, these girls have been friends for as long as I've known them anyway. Good girls, the both of them, but she just went mad. Accusing her of being a synth. They got into a heck of a fight. I tried to get them off each other, but I just got an elbow in the nose for what I did. Poor girl fell over and cracked her head in the bar.
Ah, that is concerning.
Well, did she? Well,
she died, right?
Yeah, she died. She died, all right, definitely.
Hell, all right.
But yeah, what we're looking for Clemens for, yeah?
We're looking for a gecko.
He has a particular piece of machinery that we need. Or at least we were told he did. It's also likely he'd want to hear our news about Mika.
Mika? You know Mika?
Yes.
She did as well.
Very, very subtle. Good job, Gertrude. That so was subtle. Real.
Give it to DJ, him easy, you know?
Yeah, Travis's face falls. He's very... He's obviously upset by the revelation, and he asks you to confirm. He's like, dead? Seriously? Mika's dead?
Yes. She was murdered in a vault. We found her. She was dying, and...
By Ragos, not by us.
Oh, yes, obviously we didn't kill her. She sent us to find Clemens.
You gotta help me out here. This is so... Like, you come in here with two super mutants, you tell me that Mika's dead, and you expect me just to give out where Clemens is as well? Yes. Why would I help you?
Because Mika sure seems to have meant something to you, because she sent us. Because I have no idea if you know what Clemens has, which is just why we're not being super specific here.
Wait again. Let me take over here.
Of course. Let me see.
Don't try and fuck this one.
Might I interest you in a drink?
Oh God, not again.
You might get
so you complain and then you do it again.
Sure, can sure, I get sure. both Winnegan and Billy Bob to give me the speech checks?
Oh, for God's sake, not this.
Those are
speech charisma.
Okay, now I've got two luck points. I'm redoing those. That is, I will not lose a speech check.
You
Come
want
on.
To win? You want to win?
Those are two successes.
Excellent. Nah, I don't really need a drink from you, but you do seem like the kind of guy I could probably trust. You're not like the others. What brings you here with this bizarre group?
You know, I wonder that every day. I'll let you know. But we could discuss that over a drink. You seem like after the news, you probably need one.
Yeah, I mean, the Mika and Clemens, huh? Damn. Well, I can tell you a few things. Mika and I were friends. Real close, but she was always paranoid, so you can understand why I'm a little bit reticent to tell you. She thought that she was being followed. That's why she didn't live in the city itself, but I don't even know where her place is. She kept that real secret. Clemens, though? Now, he's a character. Old scavenger type? Came to the city recently. Yeah, I don't think it's even been a year, but people seem to like him. He's been volunteering at the new chapel, but... I gave him a high five once, damn near broke my hand. The guy's strong as hell.
Ah, really?
I'm wrestling.
Yeah, he's been helping them build it from scratch. It's like half done. Doing a good job. Gertrude.
Maybe we should have left you in prison.
Well, I suppose we can look for him at the chapel then.
If you guys will do that, I will take this guy to a drink. I owe him a drink.
All right.
Oh, Bob, you do remember how this was interpreted last time?
I do.
Gertrude would lean into the DJ. Don't let him fool you. He will break your heart.
You know,
like the guard and the ghoulie lady.
You know, you guys find that every time that two men have a drink together, it's not always them trying to fuck each other. Like, I'm just going to let you know.
I mean, I don't to know be honest, if you know. If you go up to a guy you don't know and go, hey, but hey, do you want to get a drink?
We just told him his friend was dead.
That
would be horny.
I'm like, hey, I think you need a drink, bud.
Travis is happy to take you up on that offer. He's saying, yeah, I just... Damn, I definitely need a drink after that news.
Damn, that ghoul.
Damn, that ass. There's it, that skeleton bony ass.
Oh, dear.
So, with the information from Travis, most of you literal make your way to the half-belt chapel near the gates.
And Billy gave him a drink and nothing happened. And Billy showed back up because there's no need to RP. No need to RP. It was just normal two dudes having a drink, have a good day, and that's it.
Was the guard still there when you went?
Yeah, they're like, this had just happened. Like, I showed up with another dude.
Keep going back far with different blokes.
I think we're going to have to do that then. So, yes, Billy takes Travis to the damn house.
He's making a collection.
Travis, you get a drink. Travis is talking to you, showing you where the blood spot, where the poor girl died 2 days ago.
That's it.
It's at this point that a familiar face notices that Billy is in the bar with another man.
Fight.
And don't worry, we're not going to take this any further. He just says, fuck you, Billy, and leaves.
God, I hate this town.
Billy finishes his drink with Travis. Travis does not take it in any way that it wasn't intended.
Oh, thanks, Cap.
Yeah, he's well aware that this is just a drink of consolation, I guess. A consoling drink that Billy has bought him because he just gave him the news that his friend died. And he graciously accepts. They have some friendly conversation. And nothing gets serious nor horny.
Oh, thanks, Cap. See, Cap's got
isn't
my
that nice?
You horny bastards. You horny bastards.
Until next week.
Yeah, so the team, I guess, all waited outside of the tap house, peering in, expecting Billy to fuck another man, but
dick in hand, watching intently.
Yep. Every one of them, all their dicks and all their hands.
Because they're all female and there's no dick. A robot and all women. And not a single dick there.
Well, I mean,
actually,
Gertrude.
If you remember,
Gretchen has the dildo, and Cartman's character cut off the penis of
So yeah, there is actually two dicks there.
Do we all just have a hand on the dildo, right?
What's with cutting off dicks? We cut off like we cut weird, off Furby's like dick a weird before.
Religious thing.
Oh. Anyway,
yeah, so expecting to meet everyone back at the chapel, Billy opens the door to the tap house to leave, and his entire team are there peering in at what he's doing.
Oh, well, well, well. See that? Do you see what was going on in there? Do you see how it was just two buddies having a drink? God,
I see
horny bastard.
I managed to piss off that guard again.
I kind of already did that when I...
By any chance, are they 5 feet apart because they're not gay?
Yeah. Never going in a hot tub again, I promise. Not again!
Did you enjoy your shirt, Project?
What? Alright then, should we proceed to the radio tower?
Yeah, we're going to the church.
Consider-
oh, church, right. We've already been to the radio tower.
Considering I thought you guys were already there, yeah, let's go to the chapel.
Why are we waiting for you?
To be honest, I think if any of us step into a church, we're going to burst into flames.
Because it's only half built.
Oh, good. It's not been rendered holy ground yet.
I'll have you know, I am very religious.
What if Rast goes in and burns?
Oh, yeah, Rasp is a vampire. Oh, shit.
We've got two gingers, a vampire, and a robot. Whatever Beverly is.
That as well.
Oh, no, Gertrude's hair is blue at the moment.
Oh, right, I forgot.
Don't forget that, so no week.
The carbon mash the drapes? never mind.
I don't think
yes,
that
the
super mutants have pubes canonically.
I'm gonna Google it.
I think they're hairless because
of the FEV. Are they completely bald?
Yeah, that's why Gertrude wears a wig.
Oh, Gertrude wears a wig because Gertrude likes wearing a wig.
So does Beverly.
Oh, they are bald, so yeah, probably.
Not all of them are.
No one's
hey, I don't know. Could be talking crap here.
Oh, no, some of them have hair, yeah.
Yeah. Tufts.
Tufts. Yeah, all right. So I may have some patchy pubes.
All right, anyway.
Yes, church, anyway. Yes. Stuff. With the information from Travis, you make your way to the half-built chapel near the gates. The structure is still under construction, with scaffolding and beams rising towards the top of the outer walls of the city. As you approach, you do see an older man hunched over, but clearly very strong. He's hauling a beam onto a platform. His face is weathered from years of scavenging, and his hands are calloused. This must be Clements.
Clements, you fool, where have you been?
Clements grunts as he sets a beam down. What?
What?
Ignore our idiot companion. We've been looking for you for some time now. We met a companion of yours, I think, or someone you knew at least, in the West.
He just sort of narrows his eyes and grunts,
By the name of Mika?
All right, for a moment, Clements freezes. Clearly trying to decide if you're trustworthy.
Oh, I can
she
guarantee
asked us
we're
to
not.
Seek you out. Not the most.
He just gruffly says, so you're the one she sent. All right.
How the fuck did you know she sent anyone?
Come inside.
She's dead.
Wait, everyone watch what Rast does.
Are you... what did you just say?
Rast might be a vampire.
Nope.
Winnegan, I just told you about...
Did you just say Mika's dead?
I just got onto Gertrude about her subtleness, Winnegan. Come on.
God.
Well, in defense, he did say that he knew we were, at least implying he knew we were coming. Which means something weird is going on here.
Like, as subtle as a bull in a china shop, Gertrude is.
My.
What?
God damn, you better all just come inside.
Yes, we're coming.
Wait, you've
If you invite the vampire in, does that negate the holy ground?
No, it doesn't. If it's an unfinished church, it doesn't count. See, I'm fine. I'm not bursting into flames, neither will he. On as we go.
I'm watching you rest. Always.
Always watching.
He sets himself behind a desk. He puts his head in his hands and he seems pretty broke up about the news that Mika is dead.
You know what you need? A drink.
Going after a bear this time, I see.
It worked last time, alright?
So that meme, the girl on the right. Sofa.
Yep. Right. I know you seem grieving, but I have to ask, how did you know she'd sent someone?
Well, I mean, it was always the plan that she'd send someone. Tell me she's... like, just tell me she said the right thing to you. Tell me she said it.
Yes, she did.
Dr. Rast comes up from the back of you. He says, I'm very, very sorry about Mika. I was there when she died. She died in my arms. The last thing she said was, it's time to find the promised land. Clements sits back in his chair.
I had a note of it. I was trying to find it.
Sits back in his chair and folds his arms. He's like, okay. It was always the plan that she'd send someone. Clearly, it wasn't supposed to be you, but it's, I mean, if that's all that she could muster, and she was dying.
What's that supposed to mean?
Mika was special. What she could muster. I mean, obviously, she's not gonna look. What the hell is this super mutant talking about?
You just said if this is all she could muster, you're trying to say we are not good enough.
We are not the best or the brightest, but we can get much done. What?
All right, I'm just gonna have to trust her judgment on this one. Mika was special, after all. She had something called a gick. Don't know if you've heard of that.
Yes. Before you had that.
Well, it's a powerful device taken from her vault. I don't have it. Well, she was looking to get some terraforming done. She wanted to terraform wasteland into something livable again. Like, talking lush land, crops, clean water, all the good stuff. Problem was, she was obsessed with finding the right place to use it. She wanted to make sure it would be safe from raiders, mutants, and all other threats. She was terrified that by the time she found the right place, it'd be too late to save her fellow vault dwellers.
Well, the vault... we found her in a vault. It's where she died. That vault was empty, derelict, but I'm from a vault. We all are employed by it at the current moment, and we need a GEC unit. Some of what she wanted to live on, then.
Well, perhaps your vault might be the right place. I would be careful, though, because she was paranoid. I met her after a synth tried to kidnap her. I was posing as a farmer, a guy named Terry Goodman. Now, Mika was sharp, and she figured it out before he could make his move, and we kept it quiet. Didn't want to stir up any trouble in town. After that, we became friends, and she showed me her hideout, and she showed me the GEC. Dr. Rast asks, Terry Goodman? A synth? What is that?
They're robot-like semi-people.
That was a long time ago. We had a doctor, one of the robots turned into a synth. It was a whole thing.
Yes, they disguise themselves as people, but they're really machines.
Ah. Good lord. Did you kill this Terry? And,
did we?
No, he's asking Clements. Dr. Rast is asking Clements if he killed them. Clements confirms, yes, Terry Goodman was killed.
Clements, I hate to alarm you, but I'm sure you know this. Your DJ friend, he was injured breaking up a fight between a girl who claimed her friends were synths?
Yeah, there's a lot of that going around. A lot of paranoia about these synths. That's why we wanted to keep that particular one quiet. The amount of people that are going mad... like, they are killing each other left, right, and center. The security.
Oh, shit.
Security has some real problems with this.
We've already dealt with a town infected with them. This place is much bigger. It'll be an even bigger pain. We should try and get the Gek units soon.
Yeah, Mika, keep...
Also, Rast, I know this is like your one thing, but stay with us. If you get replaced, we're in actual trouble.
He's the only healer we have.
Well, that, and we don't know you on a personal level enough to tell.
And we turn around and he's gone. Damn it!
He's just disappeared. He turned into a bat.
Wait, Gertrude, you were right! Oh my god!
At least if he's a vampire, he can't be a synth.
Okay. Vampire scent!
Robo Dracula! Coming out of this Jew!
Can you tell us where the hideout is then? I feel like we need to go there.
What is your purpose with this gig? What are you going to do with it when you find it?
Take it back to my vault, terraform the land, make it livable.
Make a house of
have dinner.
Alright, that does sound like the sort of project that she was looking to do. I think I can trust you and help you with this project. Help you find the gig, sorry. Vladimir. You want to talk to Vladimir?
We want to talk to Vladimir in the church, yes. Right after the vampire jokes, of course. Right?
Yeah, that was a good time in there. The guy's name is Vladimir. He's one of the brothers who runs the noodle hut. He struck a deal with Mika in exchange for a favorable trade deal. Once she's established a new settlement, he gave her access to a hidden tunnel under the noodle hut. The tunnel leads miles outside the city and straight to Mika's fallout shelter. Now, she's been living and doing her research there. You want to find Mika's
We want to talk...
I'm sorry.
We want to talk to Vladimir.
Yes.
The noodle guy.
Vladimir, the noodle guy, yes.
I don't think there's a lot of vampires here.
You know what? If the vampires and Sim fight each other, it's all better for us. Let's just leave it.
He says, be careful, though. If that tail is what got her, they might still be looking for her hideout.
I'm sure we'll be very discreet. The only people we've told about knowing Mika are the DJ dude and you.
I never guessed the DJ is going to be a bad guy. What if he's a synth?
If he's a bad guy, he wouldn't have got punched in the face.
What if he's a vampire?
What if he's a vampire synth?
I am more concerned with Dr. Rass, though, because the last time we dealt with this shit, they did become a doctor, and he does keep disappearing and then reappearing again. It'd be very easy to get caught.
Have you seen Vampire and Dr. Rest in the same room? I think not.
Aha!
Right, we'll check that out.
Dr. Rest confirms that he'll be staying close to you, and again, don't worry. And he asks Clements if he's going to join us. Clements unfortunately declines. He says, I hope you're ready. Town's not easy to find, but Vladimir's still on your side. He'll point you in the right direction.
Alright,
and with the information from Clements, you now know your next move. Head to the Noodle Hut. Find the access tunnel that leads to Mika's shelter. Time is of the essence, and the fate of the Gek could change everything for the Wasteland.